Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Control is an illusion. Humans are funny creatures. Some imagine we control much of what happens in our world. Because technological advances during the last centuries eradicated smallpox and put men on the moon, it's easy to accept this idea. Believing we direct our lives makes us feel safer. However, anyone who lives in Kansas understands our species doesn't control much of anything. Recent storms made that abundantly clear. Though memory tends to be short, few of us have forgotten the multi-year dry spell that parched ponds, streams, and rivers into dried mud, shriveled prairie grass to sere curls, and decimated trees. In reaction, town councils voted to restrict watering, while individuals opted to place rain barrels and other systems in yards and fields to capture every bit of moisture available. Gardeners promoted drought-resistant plants and xeriscaping to manage a non-existent resource. Amazingly, in only a few months, the scenario changed. Instead of facing a water shortage, businesses advertised sump pumps and dehumidifiers to waiting customers. Home improvement departments that promoted fixing foundations weakened by dry conditions now publicize efforts to prevent leaky basements. Ironically, area residents must figure out how to channel water away from properties rather than to them. Our ancestors faced similar issues. Where do you build a town? Those who built along a creek, river, or stream in dry years had easy access to drinking and household water. One wet season changes everything. Overnight, residents who prided themselves on wise planning and convenient services find raging torrents sweeping houses from foundations or eroding roadways. Such experiences occur far too often. More than one first responder team has rescued folks from cars or houses. Not only do storms that tint the radar in shades of red, pink, and purple dump deluges on saturated soil, plunging temperatures alter those molecules into baseball-sized ice chunks. Heavy winds turn such projectiles into artillery that shatters glass, pulverizes siding, shreds crops, and convinces anyone living through the assault that Mother Nature can expertly wage war. Area residents stay busy repairing and rebuilding property long after weather events. Through a season, Mother Nature reminds us life can change overnight. Ponds overflow, rivers surge over banks to wipe out roads or flood communities, and wind-driven hail shreds siding and splinters glass. Pressing a remote's on button provides a preview of the show to come and sometimes offers time to prepare for the result. However, it doesn't control what's about to happen. Neither do we. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayflick. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.